A story that occurs so too often. You did the favor of lending somebody an item of yours, and instead of benefiting from doing a mitzvah of lending an item to another Jew and receiving it back for you then to use, you receive a damaged or broken item in return. In which cases is the person who borrowed the item liable to pay you for those damages, and in which cases do we say, tough luck, you lost? So while this discussion and question applies anytime an item is being borrowed by somebody, in this halacha we will specifically focus on the case of mitzvah items that are being borrowed to an individual, are being lent to an individual or borrowed by him, and what happens if damage happens to the item. Such as, for example, somebody borrowed your talus. When he gives it back, you notice instead of 8 strings, there's 6 strings in one of the corners. He tore 2 of them. Still kosher, or maybe even not kosher, depending how it tore, what would be the din? Must he pay you for new tzitzis? Somebody borrowed your tefillin. He ripped the straps while putting them on. They tore. Someone borrowed your shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It came back with a huge crack. Someone borrowed your dalad minim. It came back dented, bent out of shape, lost leaves, color, etc. What's the din in all these cases? So we're going to split these scenarios to 3 and discuss the halacha relevant to each of those scenarios. We have one scenario in which the borrower was negligent in his use of the item or in his care for the item that he borrowed. A second scenario in which the damage occurred during the natural process of using it. And the third scenario, if the damage occurred not in the process of using it, but also not due to any negligence on the person's, on the borrower's side. So in the event that there was negligence, which is the cause for the damage that had occurred to the borrowed talis, tefillin, shofar, dalad minim, or any other item that he borrowed, then in such a case, the person is obligated and liable to pay the owner for all the damages that were incurred due to his negligence, as ruled in Chayshin Mishpah, chapter 291, halacha 1, that even the most least severe type of shomer, guard, known as the shomer chinam, would be liable in a case that he was negligent in guarding it. So that's clear that if the person was negligent and caused this damage to happen, the owner may demand money for his product. Now, what if there was no negligence involved, however, it broke simply while using it, while you were wearing the talus, the string somehow unraveled, while you were putting on the tefillin, somehow the strap just tore when you were putting it on you, when you were blowing the shofar, a crack occurred as a result of the blow, you were shaking the dalad minim, the leaves of the aravas fell off, and so on and so forth, when there was no negligence on your part and you simply were using it as you're supposed to, and the damage happened on its own. So in such a case, the ruling is as follows. The halacha is that a shayel, one who borrows an item from somebody else, is liable for all damages. He's the most severe level of liability in halacha, with one exception. And that is in the case that the item broke or became damaged during its normal use, in which even he and certainly all other levels of shayimim are exempt from payment, from paying for damages. And thus, if somebody asked someone to borrow their talis, tefillin, shofar, dalad minim, and he gave it to them happily, and it was returned damaged, and the damage occurred during the use due to no negligence on the part of the user, you cannot demand any payment from the person who borrowed it, as he is exempt according to halacha. So was the Mechaber, Chayshin Mishpah, chapter 340, halacha 1, the Birkei Yosef, 586.10, halachas ktanis, 179, Shulchan Gavaya, Kafechayim 586.25, and so is agreed by all Paiskim. Now, what about a case that he borrowed it without asking permission from the owner, which is allowed according to halacha, by a talis, tefillin, shofar, etc.? You are allowed to borrow these items if they're in shul without asking permission from the owner. You're allowed to use it. So if you didn't ask permission, you used it as you're allowed, and the damage happened while you were using it, are you held liable? So here we find a machlekes in the Yachrayinim. Some Paiskim rule that just as we exempted the regular borrower from such damages, so too the borrower who borrowed without permission but was allowed to do so according to halacha is also exempt from damages. So rules halachas ketanah, shulchan gavaya, ber heitiv, and the stechemet. However, other chaynim argue and say that such a person is considered shayel shalei medas, in which case he is liable for everything including if the damages occurred while he was using the item. So was the Birkei Yais in the name of Rimoko, the Shari Tshuva, and other Achreinim. So practically, this matter is under the bait in the Paiskim, Vamoitzim Chaver Lovaraya, and whoever's holding on to the money, the other side will have to prove their case in order to make the other person pay. The third scenario is that if it broke, got damaged not due to negligence, but also not in the process of using it, then in such a case, we should apply the normal rule of a shayl of a borrower, that he's obligated to and he's liable for all damages, even if he wasn't negligent. However, there's one pasuk, one achin, who suggests that by mitzvah items that we're discussing, things should be different. As he says, when a person borrows a shofar, or dalad minim, or tefillin, or talis, he's not borrowing it to get pleasure from it, he's borrowing it to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah's lav lahanes nisno. And therefore, you can't really equate him to the same liability as a regular borrower. So writes the Machane Ephraim in Adam 24, and therefore he suggests that he should be treated rather like a shomer chinam, which is exempt, than a shoyel. According to all opinions, if he borrowed it as a matana manas lahachzir, such as by dalad minim on the first day, or talis, then everyone would agree as the same status as a shomer chinam and would not be obligated to pay for damages that occurred not due to his negligence. So to summarize, if you borrowed a talis, tefillin, shofar, dalad minim, and damage occurred to it, then if it occurred due to your negligence, you have to pay. If it did not occur due to your negligence, then if you borrowed it matana manas lahachzir, such as by dalad minim of the first day and by a talis, then you don't have to pay. If you stop borrowing it, then if the damage occurred while you were using it, you are exempt from paying unless you borrowed it without permission, in which case it is debated if you need to pay. If the damage occurred not while you were using it, then it is likewise debated whether you have to pay.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.